Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Good afternoon, Jan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, I have to tell you something. One of the things that I love about My Broadband is that you do interesting articles. It's not only well written, but you do things like you compare the prices for petrol, DStv, and Vodacom data between 10 years apart. 2008 versus where we are now, 2018. What did you find?
Yeah, this is such an interesting thing to do always, because it shows just how different commodities prices change in over the course of 10 years. And in particular, I mean, it shows that the price of petrol goes up, that the price of DStv has gone up in line with inflation over the last 10 years. In fact, let's put percentages on that. Between 2008 and now, petrol has gone up 50%. A DStv premium subscription has gone up 72%. The price of a Big Mac has gone up 83%. And then the price of data, I mean, even though, yes, I understand people are justifiably frustrated about the cost of connectivity, but the price of data over the same period, 1 gig Vodacom data, which is some of the more expensive mobile data out there, that is down 74% over the same period. And a gig of ADSL data has gone down 99%. I think we didn't have enough decimal places there to show the difference, because a gig of data, I mean, for folks who can remember when ADSL just launched in South Africa, a gig of data cost around 80 Rand. And in fact, when DSL just launched, you couldn't actually just buy a gig. You had to buy 3 gigs at a time. And that cost has come down to 50 cents. 50 cents a gig of ADSL data in the country right now. So we didn't add inflation into the mix, because that would just mess up the data graphs completely. It'd be utterly impossible to
power outages, Jan. Power outages. Not only has the petrol price gone up 50%, but we are buying a lot more fuel because they're running generators.
Right. I mean, not necessarily everybody, but yeah, definitely more businesses, and occasionally people who are in the hardest hit, areas, I can imagine, are running diesel generators. Bought diesel generators back in 2008, when the first batch of load shedding started happening, and then again, what was it? Was it 3-4 years ago? And we had another. Two, 3 years ago, when we had another wave of load shedding, where people invested in diesel generators. So yeah, I mean, 100% correct. Actually, the price, especially most recently, the price has gone up tremendously. And if you are in a heavily load shed area, then you're probably expending more money on diesel than you normally would when the electricity supply is stable.
Yeah. That said, one of the stories that you're running with is hackers stole over 2,000 litres of petrol. Tell us about that. And then I want to talk about the Liberty hackers.
Yeah, right. So these hackers were in the United States. They were in Detroit, Motor City. And the American report said it was over 600 gallons, which comes to just over 2,200 liters of petrol. And this is an attack that has been warned about for some time now, where the fuel management systems that these gas stations use. And for anybody who's traveled to the United States, you'll know that it's very different than here in South Africa. Over there, you tend to have to pump your own gas. And so they've got systems in place so that these stations can effectively be run by employee, the guy who stands behind the till in the little shop. And in South Africa, it's an entirely different ballgame. But this kind of attack was warned against for a while now. And apparently, the attackers, we don't have all the details about how this, how the actual technical details of how the attack happened. But from the description of the attendant, these guys basically rolled up. They had a remote device which disabled the fuel management system for the one pump, and 10 cars came through and filled themselves up at that pump before the guy was able to actually regain control of the pump.
Gosh. All right, let's talk about Liberty. Liberty's hackers.
Yeah, they've gone very quiet after the big breaking news 3 or so weeks ago, and it's unnerving because there was all this bluster, all this talk about how much data they have. They have this 40 terabytes of data, and it'll be incredibly damaging to the customers. And if Liberty doesn't pay, they're going to release it onto the internet. And now there's been no word. There's been no word from Liberty about whether the data has been compromised or whether the data has been published. There's been no indication from the attackers whether they've put the data up anywhere. It doesn't seem to have been put up anywhere public, but that doesn't sort of exclude the possibility that they've sold it on the black market. Liberty is playing its cards close to its chest, understandably, especially if there's a criminal investigation ongoing. They wouldn't want to compromise that investigation if they're like on the heels of these people, or if they've actually nabbed someone and they don't want to compromise the ability to prosecute them. And so Liberty is just holding to the statement it issued a couple of weeks ago, where it's trying to reassure people and saying that a criminal investigation is ongoing. So it's for folks who have been affected, who received the SMSs from Liberty, I think it would be unnerving to know that some data has been compromised, not know anything else. But this is unfortunately the situation the state of the situation, I should say. I guess just to sort of let people know, it's 100%. You're 100% entitled to feel uncomfortable at this point. Unfortunately, there's no more details about the attack.
I'm sure that there will be one way or another. Jan, can we talk about mobile networks heading to court over out-of-bundle regulations fight? And just give us a definition of out-of-bundle and
sure.
Regulations. What does this headline mean?
Out-of-bundle billing is that frustrating charge that you get on your bill when you've run your data, when your data bundle's finished, and your mobile operator starts billing you per megabyte used.
Right.
If you're on a contract, then you get a nice shock at the end of the month. If you're on prepaid, it starts eating into your airtime, which is much more expensive than just buying a new bundle. And so ICASA introduced new regulations. It's a mouthful. It's the End User Subscriber Services Charter Amendment Regulations, the amended service charter regulations, however you want to, whichever order you want to do it in. And what these amendments specified was that operators were not allowed to bill out of bundle without consent from the customer, and that they had to provide a way to transfer unused data to another customer on the same network, or to roll over unused data to a following billing period, so the following month or week or whatever. Those details have to be hashed out. And the operators all said, hey, this is fine, we'll do it, but you've not given us enough time to do this in. We need an extension on the deadline. Basically, they were given 30 days. You can argue about it because they all knew this was coming. By the time the regulations were published in the Government Gazette, that they had 30 days from then. I think in fairness, none of the operators really knew 100% what was going to be in the regulations. And so they waited for them to be gazetted before putting, out of fear of putting the cart before the horse. So the situation is, the bottom line is they've told ICASA, listen, the deadline wasn't enough. ICASA was quite stubborn about it. They said, well, that's tough. You have to get this done by the deadline. And so Cell C took ICASA to court. And it doesn't look like there's going to be any out-of-court settlement as things stand at the moment. MTN filed a responding affidavit to Cell C's paperwork, to make itself part of the court case. And ICASA has said that it's going to oppose MTN's application. So it looks like this thing is going to go to court, which means it's going to be a while before we see relief, the relief that we were going to have in these regulations in terms of not being billed out of bundle and being able to transfer unused data or roll it over. Which is unfortunate. It's going to be—it's going to be at least 6 months before the issue is resolved. And in fact, CELC has asked for a 6-month extension from the day the court rules. So, yeah, we'll see. It looks like this fight is going to cause
not going anywhere anytime soon
to drag on a while.
Exactly, yeah. Jan Vermeulen, thank you very, very much. Look forward to speaking to you during the week or next week. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.